Rejecka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria môre 18:29, Johannesburg 17:28, Mbombela 19 op na 29 grade.
Op die paaie, daar is vertragings in Braamfontein op die M1 Noord na by Smitstraat en daar is 'n ongelukstoneel in Sandton op die M1 Noord net voor die Marlboro-Rylaan afrit wat die verkeer daar ontwrig.
Ons begin in KwaZulu-Natal waar die ANC 'n media-konferensie gehou het oor die party se hersamestelling van die provinsie se leierskap. Die lede van die nuwe provinsiale taakspan is vandag in Durban aangekondig en die party se sekretaris-generaal Fikile Mbalula sê dis nou die tydelike struktuur se werk om die ANC in KwaZulu-Natal te stabiliseer.
We are a party of 40% and we need to react to that differently. It's not the moment to be going around talking about leadership positions and all of that as a priority. The priority now is how do we bring the ANC back?
In ander nuus, 7 Chinese burgers het vandag voor die hof verskyn nadat hulle skuldig bevind is op aanklagte van mensenhandel. Die groep het na bewering onwettige migrante land in gesmokkel en onderwerp aan gedwonge arbeid. Die owerheid het 91 Malawiese burgers in 'n fabriek gevind, 37 van hulle was kinders. Maschaba Sefularo het meer besonderhede oor die saak.
The High Court in Johannesburg has recounted the testimonies of the victims, one of them a mere 14 years old. According to the court, the victims were not required to produce their immigration documents and were immediately made to work 12-hour shifts with just 1 hour set aside for meals. Bathroom breaks while on duty resulted in the deduction of 40 rand from their wages. The workers earned between 65 and 80 rand per day and overtime amounted to 10 rand per hour. They could not send any money home back to Malawi as they were not allowed to leave the premises. At least one victim lost the use of one eye after he was injured on duty. The accused face 160 counts related to human trafficking and forced labor. Judgment continues. Masichaba Sifularo for Jack Rand FM News.
In vroeër in Februarie het 100,000 toeskouers by die FNB stadion opgedaag vir die Soweto Derby, maar daar is plek vir 87,000 mense in die stadion. Dit word toegeskryf aan vervalse kaartjies wat nou al jare lank 'n kopseer veroorsaak. Die bestuur het nou planne bekend gestel om die probleem by die horings te pak. Die bestuurshoof, Bertie Groblaar, het die media hieroor toegespreek.
We made the decision to accelerate the ticketing system at the venues we manage. With that I refer to FNB Stadium and Orlando Stadium with immediate effect. So from the 1st of March we will have a new ticketing partner and a new ticketing system and new ticketing purchase options in place.
En ons eindig in die ooste. Die grootste bank in Singapore gaan na verwagtinge oor die volgende 3 jaar 4,000 poste besnoei na matige intelligensie oorneem wat werk betref wat deur mense verrig word. Dit klink asof kontrakwerkers se loopbane op die spel is. Permanente werkers sal glo nie hierdeur geraak word nie. Ek is Marlene Forsie, meer nuus om 5.
Eridanus is a unique impact investment company that delivers returns of up to 12.5% per year. Eridanus offers investors an opportunity to receive a monthly income, and rates of returns currently offered are available for a limited time only. So for more info on their investment options, visit Eridanus at eridanus.co.za or you can contact Eridanus on 011-888-6044. Terms and conditions apply. Eridanus is a registered financial service provider. Eridanus, your partner in sustainable investment.
Hey, you.
This is an amazing radio station. I just love you guys to bits.
We're the station.
This will always be my favorite music station.
That sounds like you.